This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. The past couple of weeks on this podcast, I've talked about the rather painful but necessary process of physical therapy, which for me involved stretching my shoulder after my rotator cuff surgery. I mean, I'm still doing that. Well, let me tell you something else that needs stretching, and it's also a rather painful process. And I'm talking about your brain, and of course, I'm referencing your mind here. It's not technically a muscle, but like a muscle, it does need stretching, needs to be stretched and to stay sharp. It needs to be prodded and pushed to perform. Paul King has been a visiting scholar at the University of California, Berkeley Redwood Center for Theoretical Neuroscience, and he uses the analogy of a muscle to the brain. Muscles become stronger with use because the muscle cells synthesize new motor proteins. Well, the brain, he says, can become stronger with use, but in a completely different way. The brain is a pattern organizing machine, he says. And a stronger brain is one that's creative, cognitively flexible, and able to reason efficiently while making few mistakes. It comes not from increasing the capacity of the neurons, but from exposing the brain as a system to new experiences and new information. Well, new experiences keep the brain at its best by giving it new information to organize and make sense of. And so you can find all kinds of brain exercises that enhance brain performance by using the five senses in new and novel ways. Dean Albin and Dr. Pat Albin, on their website, Be Brain Fit, have a number of suggestions on exercises for your brain. Simple things like switching hands, using your left hand if you're right-handed for a while, or eating with chopsticks, or doing chores with your eyes closed, like sorting the laundry. Now, that might be interesting. Or washing your hair, taking a shower with your eyes closed. Or doing things upside down or backwards. That can be easy, like wearing your watch upside down. That forces your brain to really think every time you glance at your watch. Reading books aloud, taking a new route or a different route from work to work, simultaneously using all your senses, trying new things, doing things the hard way, like instead of using your Google Maps to find your way, actually use a map and think through it. Here's something interesting. London cab drivers give their brains a tremendous workout by building a map of London in their heads. They have to memorize 25,000 streets and 20,000 landmarks to get their license. And research has found that the hippocampus, the part of the brain responsible for storing and organizing memories, in a typical London cabbie is significantly larger than average. Well, another thing you can do is connect with different people or take up a creative hobby. Let me suggest something really simple, like reading. I mean, just pick up a book and read it and then read another one. You don't have time to read. Well, neither did John Wesley, but he made it a part of his day. He rode on horseback 50 to 90 miles a day, and he would prop up a book on his saddle and he would read. And he read through thousands of volumes during his lifetime, kept his mind sharp. He also wrote a lot as well. And here's another thing, simply talk. I mean, the give and take of really talking and entering into conversation will help your brain. Ask and answer why and how rather than what and when. And that is to say, probe. Ask questions. Socrates was considered wise, not because he knew all the answers, but because he knew how to ask the right questions. So get in dialogue with people. And here's another thing you can do. Actually write. Now, I don't know if you have to write with longhand or on the computer. I don't think it matters. I like the saying, thoughts disentangle themselves over the lips and through the fingertips. Well, that's true. Force yourself to write it out. Try some of these things. You can actually regain your brain, even though you may have not been too friendly to your brain in the past. Try those things and see if it helps. I think of the quote from Johann von Goethe, "Fresh activity is the only means of overcoming adversity." Try something new this week. Exercise your brain, stretch it, and then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a cup. Looking.